Today in Israel and around the world, we commemorate Holocaust Memorial Day, Yom HaShoah. And there are so many religious questions to the Holocaust, theological challenges, and I don't know the answer to all of them. But I appreciate Rav Soloveitchik's perspective that history is like a marvelous carpet woven in beautiful harmony between the patterns and colors. But until the final redemption, we're looking at the carpet from the backside and can only see a jumbled up mix of threads that seem meaningless and without order. And in those times, we lean on Amos chapter 5, verse 13, that says, "The wise man will keep silent at that time, for it is a time of evil." But perhaps now, as we have returned to our ancestral homeland and can begin to see the first rays of the sunrise of Geulah, perhaps some clarity can be seen and some insight gleaned from the tragedy of the Holocaust. But I want to point out a critical point first. The Holocaust is a mystery not only to believers, but to scientists and rationalist atheists. The greatest human secular minds cannot explain the irrationality of the Shoah. We can understand evil done with a financial or political agenda. We can even understand the Polish farmer who turned in the Jewish family to the Nazis because he wanted the guy's boots and his family's flock of sheep. But what secularists cannot explain is ultimate evil. Evil for evil's sake, to forego personal interests only for the sake of evil. That's inexplicable. Hitler had to decide towards the end of the war if he would give resources towards winning the war or to continue annihilating the Jews. And Hitler said, continue annihilating the Jews. And maybe because of that, lost on the battlefront. The hunt after the Jew had no financial benefit, no political land was at stake. It was to hunt the Jew because we were Jews. Now, some historians have called the Holocaust collective madness or collective insanity. But Sigmund Freud and modern medicine have found keys to understanding mental illness and can explain insane behavior. Some breakthroughs have been made to medicate mental illnesses. But the madness of the Nazis, we haven't a clue as to how to answer how or why. Absolute evil seemingly comes from another place, from another planet. It doesn't belong here on planet Earth. It doesn't make sense here at all. Well, once we've left this planet, we're already charting into the world of beyond, the world of metaphysics, of myth, of the supernatural. But what I want to share is that understanding the Nazis as the manifestation of evil, as Satan incarnate, is far more rational and more true than any other argument. For our rationalist thinker, this will take some explaining. But for now, for the skeptic, take my words as mythic. But perhaps be open that in light of the Holocaust, perhaps our world can only be understood in mythic words, in mythic ideas, and not with philosophic ones. And perhaps here we can find something that will speak to us through the horrors of the Holocaust. One of the many issues that arise today alongside Holocaust denial is, what should the nature of Auschwitz and the other memorials be? How do we remember the Holocaust? The communists refuse to mention Jews as the victims of the Holocaust. And there's a constant effort to bring in other people who suffered in the Holocaust, whether it was homosexuals or gypsies or other people that were taken to death camps. Why are monasteries trying to create Auschwitz into their own Catholic space? The constant effort to generalize the Holocaust, even though it was Jews that were targeted, Jews that were hunted. Yes, if they found a homosexual, he would be put to death. But homosexuals weren't hunted down in every country, home by home. They weren't labeled with yellow stars, put into ghettos, tracked and shipped from countries to Auschwitz. Yes, Russian soldiers were killed in the battlefield, but Hitler's war was on the Jews. And here, I believe, is the depths of the Holocaust. In our generation, we didn't merit to see with our own eyes the divine presence, the Shekhinah, descend onto Mount Sinai, point at us and say, "You, the Jews, are my beloved." Perhaps our souls were there. Perhaps we can still feel some sort of special connection in our hearts. But we can't say completely that we know that we are the chosen people. But our generation saw something else. We saw Satan descend onto these mountains of Germany. Look and point at us and say, "You, Jews, are my enemy." And the enemy of Satan is the chosen people. I know that's a jump into the metaphysics, but it's obvious and understood for any straight-thinking person. How many times have we heard, it's a shame the Nazis didn't finish their job? Well, we know there are anti-Semites around the world and those that are now denying the Holocaust, but there are also non-Jews who are straight and moral people, and they understand whoever was not a contender to end up in Auschwitz is not a spiritual option for the future of humanity. So now, people must say, no, it was also Polish. No, it was also the Russian soldiers. It was also this and it was also that. Because when evil incarnate says, "You are my enemy," as the child of so many people whose family perished in the Holocaust, what we can say with pride is that we are the children of those who were killed and not the children of killers. But Satan appeared, pointed at us, and declared us his enemy, not because of our political affiliation or because we were a danger to him. We were hunted down because we were Jews. Even children and the elderly who could do no harm. Were we a biological danger? So then why did they destroy Judaism? Why did they go and burn our Torah scrolls and all of the holy writings of Judaism? That is what makes the Holocaust so meaningful and special, that so many people today are trying to deny. That if Satan saw us as his enemies, that's a voice that we can hear beyond the tragedy and pain. Because one way or another, the Jewish people were meant to be a light to the nations. Either we will bring God into the world through our actions and our deeds to show the world what goodness can be, or we will show the world what evil is. Because when evil takes over the world, it attacks the Jew first. It attacked the Jew first in Nazi Germany. It got to Pearl Harbor because when evil arises in the world, it wants to take over. And the same is happening today around the world with radical Islam. Buses were blowing up in Jerusalem and rockets were being shot onto us from Gaza. Yes, it got to 9/11 and it's now hit France and Germany and Brussels, and it will spread throughout the world, but it attacked the Jew first. Evil has incarnated itself once again in our generation, and once again, the target, the crown jewel, is our capital, Jerusalem. And so we know that perhaps we did not see God declare us as his loved ones. We do see evil declaring us as their enemy. And so as we see the sun rise over the hills of Jerusalem, knowing that the redemption will come, as the Talmud says, kim'ah kim'ah, slowly but surely, the sun's light is getting stronger. And every Holocaust Memorial Day goes by, we are one step closer to not only encountering evil, but revealing good. Hope you enjoyed this show today. And for everyone else out there, have a meaningful Holocaust memorial today at Yom HaShoah. For all the good content here on the Land of Israel Network, come to thelandofisrael.com. Take a moment. This was just a few minutes. Share it with your friends and help make this day special. Shalom from Jerusalem. This is Jeremy Gimpel.